Over the course of the last 9 weeks, we delved into 9 different themes, as Audrey mentioned, ranging from generosity, moral action, energy, determination, and of course this week's theme of loving kindness. Each week we asked our interns to read different articles, watch videos, reflect on them, and write out their reflections, and then do other various homework assignments to delve deeper into those themes and into themselves. And then we had a chance each week to jump on calls like this to sit in a virtual circle and share with one another about our lives and each of those themes. And throughout the shared wisdom, the laughter, the ums, the oohs, the ahs, we learned a lot from each other. And we were able to do this because every single one of you were willing to be honest and vulnerable with yourself and with one another. And we invited each other to do so with subtle exchanges and smiles. It was nothing that was outright said. And it gave us all the opportunity to really sort of grow in immeasurable ways. And that really sort of is the seed for the inner growth and transformation that's been experienced throughout this summer. And it's with that context that we asked each of our interns tonight to give us a very sort of spirited talk where they're going to share a little bit about themselves, their motivations for joining the internship, and a little bit about how things went. And then we asked them to reflect on each of the 9 themes and to select one theme that stood out the most, that if they had to represent that theme for the next 365 days, what would it be and why? And so it's that starting point. I'm going to turn things over to our first speaker, Saheli. Saheli is 14 years old, and I can't emphasize that enough, because when you consider the level of critical thinking and the reflection that is required in this internship, the amount of times that they had to tap into their innermost selves to find answers, and yet time and time again, both Saheli and Jacob were able to do so. They made a lot of insightful observations, and Saheli was not only a critical part of our weekly calls, but she spent a lot of the summer doing small things, whether it was acts of kindness. She would spend a lot of nights just reading and commenting on stories on KindSpring. And then she also participated in a 21-day gratitude challenge, which led to the creation of these really beautifully designed gratitude cards, which will hopefully be used by teachers and students in classrooms. And Melissa, you may get a set coming your way at some point soon. And so maybe the best introduction I can give for Saheli is the 5 words she said in our very first group call. The theme was generosity, and we had posited that, you know, so many times in situations, people are always looking at or asking themselves, what's in it for me? And Saheli was like, well, maybe we should be asking, what's in it for we? So with that, I give you Saheli.
Thank you so much for that introduction, Amit. Okay, so overall, being part of this internship, I can say that it changed my life. From like the random acts of kindness we did and attempting to meditate without moving, as Amit challenged us to do, it was like the small things that made it really count. And it was challenging, to be honest, it was challenging to read the articles and watch the videos when I was with family from out of state. But like in the end, I found it really relaxing and calming to have something constant in my summer, because the summer was always doing something different every single day. But every Tuesday, I would look forward to the one-on-one with Amit and the group calls, getting to see everyone's faces. So that was like the one constant thing, and I think that was the best part about my summer, to say the least. Mm-hmm. So the question that was brought up was, if you had to represent one theme for the next 365 days, what would it be? Personally, I don't find myself to be like the most honest person around, and I really want to try to be that for the years to come, but of course I want to start small. So one of the reasons that I chose honesty is because I know that I can improve on the aspect of myself, and I really want to focus on it for the next year. Like, to make a count of every time that I make a white lie would really help me be more honest with myself and others. So before our internship, I always thought of honesty as just, you know, telling the truth and never lying. But after this internship, I really thought about honesty so much more. I never took into consideration that being truthful meant like opening yourself up and being vulnerable and being truthful to actually yourself more than anything else. During our truth themed week, we watched a TED talk by Bruce Muzik, who really opened my eyes on truth. He began his talk by recounting a moment when he was 10 years old on the way to the beach. He noticed a sign that said whites only. And then he saw a fence on the beach, which his mother explained, that's to separate black people from whites. I'm 10 years old and I'm already a racist, he describes. I found it so surprising when Bruce mentioned that, because he said that the average person tells 3 lies in a 10-minute conversation. That shows how much we actually lie when we think we don't. I chose truth as a theme that represented me because it's something that I want to work toward. After listening to Bruce's talk, I realized how little my friends and family may actually know about me. When he said that he was a racist, it made me even more intrigued because I found it both compelling and funny in a way. After listening to his talk and reading the articles, I've tried to become a more truthful person in general, someone who opens themselves up, because keeping everything to yourself isn't doing any good. So I read this quote. It said, don't fake being okay. You only hurt yourself. Be real with what you're going through. Don't let it consume you. Balance. I don't really know who it's by. I found it on the internet. But for me, that quote really wraps up Bruce's talk. It's all about being able to let everything go and tell them how you really feel, but at the same time knowing when to say it. This past week, I felt really stressed because I had a lot of summer homework piled, plus homework from other classes I go to, and attending a camp in the process. So I decided to tell my parents how I felt. I really believe that if I hadn't been a part of this internship, I probably would have kept it to myself and let it burn me up slowly. After telling my dad that I was stressed with so many things to do before school starts in 1 week, he told me that it would be okay and not to worry about it. He helped me plan out my next week so I could finish up all my work and not feel stressed. He also told me that he was glad I had told someone and not to ever let work get piled on top of you, because you can always work that out. At the end of the day, no harm was done by telling my dad that I was stressed, but not telling him would have done so much more. As through my small interaction with honesty, I really believe that everyone should be more honest with themselves as well as people around them. I think that if everyone had someone to talk to and tell how they felt, so many less shootings and suicides would happen because they wouldn't feel alone. Being honest really makes the people closest to us feel more appreciated, and I feel like they know us even better. Saying everything which is holding you back can allow you to feel free, and like many, many weights have been lifted from your shoulders. That's exactly how I felt, at least. About 2 weeks ago, I was able to shadow a nurse at a hospital that I live nearby. Truthfully, I had imagined shadowing a doctor and having an exciting few hours in the hospital. When I got paired with a nurse, I could feel myself being a little sad because I never thought of nurses as doing much. As the day went on, I realized how much more nurses do than you think. I asked a nurse how often the doctor visits the patients, and she answered by saying 1 or 2 times a day, or sometimes only when they get paged. I think that my respect has become the same for doctors and nurses now, because it surprised me how much more nurses do than I think. They're the real caregivers. Another truth I discovered about myself through this internship is that I tend to live in the future. Whenever I meditate, I always seem to be thinking about what I'm going to be doing later and not living in the present. For me, it's hard to remain at the present sometimes, but when I'm truly into something and find myself in the moment, I can find myself in the moment. Being mindful allows me to enjoy everything I do. I would like to end by honestly saying that I feel so privileged to be part of such an amazing internship where I got to learn so many new things and meet so many new inspiring people like Amit, Audrey, Panidhi, and all of you guys here. I had such an eye-opening experience being a part of Service Space this summer, and I will continue to use all these skills and themes through the years to come. I feel like I've grown so much as a person through these 9 weeks, and I'm excited to see what lies in my future. Thank you so much, guys.
Woo!